You don't belong in the crowd. If you want to be in the crowd, by all means, have fun. But somebody whose ears this is hitting has a desire for more, believes that they were put on this planet to do something phenomenal, to be remembered for their contribution in the very finite time that they were walking this planet. If that's you and you know it, this is me giving you permission to give yourself permission to just be who the fuck you are. Separate yourself from the pack. When I stomp through Gargamella, you smurf at flawless victory. When I fall through, you ain't touch dude. Perfect. I'm just scratching the surface, making naysayers get nervous. Can't nobody do it the way I be doing it, homie. So I'ma keep it moving and do it the most work. And it takes no breaks. And I'm on my grind and blah blah blah. And I make stack. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome to VXG Vision and Grind, the one and only podcast that merges fitness, mindset, lifestyle, and culture, coming together like an ice cold glass. Glass of root beer and a scoop of vanilla ice cream, cause you about to be floating with the one and only Mr. Double Up. He is I and I is him. Welcome in, y'all. What's good? What's good, man? Glad to be here for another day. I'm off the rip. I want to address the purple elephant in the room. My voice may sound a little different this week. I'm actually on the better end of a, I don't think you could call it a cold. It was like, it started off with like a little tickle in the throat and then a tightening of the chest. And then like it was full blown head cold. Okay. On Thursday, which is usually my podcast recording day. So instead of doing it on a Thursday, I'm doing it on a Saturday evening. So it's a different vibe. But it's the same shit because we here and let's just bring that good energy, y'all. So off the bat, we've got to talk about my company, VXG Performance and Nutrition, where we specialize in fat loss and body recomposition through functional strength training and customized nutrition plans. I really want to put the emphasis on fat loss and body recomposition and give the same emphasis to functional strength training and customized nutrition, because they're all pillars. Those are like the four pillars of a healthy lifestyle. And these are the tools that we help you use to utilize to get the results that you want. Not just the physical results, not just for a small window of time, but permanent results because of the mindset shifts and the rock solid approach we take to fat loss and body recomposition. So if this sounds like something you're interested in and you want to learn more, go to vxgperformance.com. Take a look at what we offer. If it pulls you even closer, schedule a consultation. We'll have a conversation. We'll put a plan together to get you from where you are to where you want to be. And if it makes sense, then we'll talk about working together. Today's episode, fire. It's about creating separation. So just that title can be extremely vague. It can be, it can mean a lot of things. Okay. And I want it to be a multifaceted discussion about mindset. So creating separation, it's something that it's a staple in my way of being. And I want to talk about this mindset because for a lot of you guys that feel like you're stuck in whatever, fitness, in your business, in life, a lot of times it's because you are holding close faulty conditioning. And it's not your fault. It's not my fault that we've been conditioned a particular way, whether it be about your finances, whether it be about relationships, whether it be about just things related to life, you can start to create a new life for yourself when you begin to create separation from things that have not been working for you. In the same conversation, creating separation from the pack,
should always be somewhere in your mind. And it depends on the type of person that you are. So like for me, when I say creating separation, there's like the idea that I want to win. And, you know, we always have this idea that in order to win, somebody else has to lose. I think that in a direct competition, yes, that is the case. But in life, in order to win, you just have to move in the direction of victory. Because there's no end, like win, and then the season's over in life. It don't happen that way. Where we are in life is more about creating win after win after win after win. So when we talk about creating separation, now we're creating separation from the pack. That's how you win, to differentiate yourself. I want you to keep this word in mind as we talk about creating separation, because again, this is a lifestyle that I have taken on, and it's just a mindset shift that I've made that keeps me going. When you talk about motivation, just the simple fact that I want to differentiate myself. I want to be in contrast to everything else. That's how you stand out. That is how you become what you want to be. So when we talk about the word contrast, like again, I'm gonna give you a definition here, because if you take this concept of separating yourself from the pack and marry it to the definition of contrast, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. The state of being strikingly different from something else. Strikingly different. I believe, I'm a firm believer that, you know, there's good, there's better, and then there's different. And I think different is better than good. When you are working towards being the best at whatever you do, and you also have a differentiation factor, something that separates you, you automatically draw attention. And here's the thing, I say be good, be great at what you do, but a lot of the time, when you have mastered separating yourself from the pack, a lot of people who have done very well in business, who are very popular on in entertainment, in music, in sports, like they've managed to separate themselves from the pack, and that has been what draws attention to them. And a lot of times what they bring to the table is mediocre, but because they've drawn attention to it and that it's delivered in such a distinct way, you're drawn to it, and it manifests more attention. And a lot of y'all's game, especially in business, like attention is gold. You've got to know how to command attention. You've got to know how to do this. Now, it starts on many levels. Creating separation from the pack starts with how you present yourself. So it's so funny. You oftentimes, like when you're not conscious of it, you start to become a hodgepodge of the things that you see around you. There's nothing wrong with that, but at a certain moment, you're going to feel out of identity. Like, I don't really know who I am. I know what I do, and I know what I've done, but who am I? And so when you start to think in that world of distinction, you also start to pull away from what become known as common. And I love this idea because, like, for me, I was always the one, like, I have to look different. I was wearing braids when everyone had fades. When they started to fade, then I went dreads. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I purposely find ways to make myself distinct so that, they just look at how I present myself in fitness, for instance. Okay, this is a general kind of consensus here, but the type of content that you hear, the type of information that I bring to you, the type of value that I strive to bring to the table every single day, you don't typically see or hear from people that look like me. And I know that. And at the same time, what can be considered what a black man in the fitness industry brings to the table is different than how I present myself in many areas, okay? I don't dance. It's not my thing in fitness. I think that there's a place for it, but it's not what I do. And it gets very interesting because the way that I present myself, I'm very deliberate about staying completely true to who I am. And that's where you need to begin, your identity. If your identity by default is different than everybody else, that is what it is. You're not a clone, okay? And so being in touch with who you are and not being afraid of or worried about offending those around you or how they're going to feel about your distinction is a level up that once you get there, and it's not in a way of just like, fuck y'all, I don't care about y'all. Nah, it's that I trust me. And that's, I've talked about this before. Where does trust come from? In relationships, even with in relationship with yourself. Where does trust come from? Consistency in behavior. So if you are consistently putting in work to become great at what you do, then you can trust that you are good at what you do and you don't have to be worried about others' perception of your aptitude. That in and of itself should give you the freedom to present yourself as you are. And there's going to be people who will argue with me and say, you know, in certain settings, you need to present yourself a certain way. Okay, go for that. That's fine. I can tell you from my perspective, it doesn't work for me. And it's because I sabotage shit like that. When I find myself in a position where I've deferred and I'm doing too much giving away and not enough trusting of my gut, I end up first subconsciously and then a lot of times like I am aware that this is not a situation that I can sustain long term because it's not true to who I am. And when I revert back to who I am, I'll be in a situation. I'll tell you, prime example, anytime I've been in a situation where I'm like, okay, and I'm willing to do this whenever it's prudent. Like, I'm not the leader. I'm not the idea person. I'm not that. Like, yo, I'm going to fall in line. And situations when that has occurred, I get to a point where I start to dictate the energy of the entire movement. And then when that becomes the case, I have to take a look at the person who I have placed in charge. Like, I'm not purposely trying to usurp leadership or anything like that, but I'm like, yo, we're playing ping pong here. If you slap an idea this way, I'm going to bring it right back to you if we're here for a collective purpose. Point being is that I know that if I put my trust in somebody as a leader and I'm not being led, then it turns me into, okay, well, I need to go with what my gut is telling me and run with this. So that is why I believe it's such a beautiful concept to make it your mission to separate yourself from the pack. As a service provider, separating yourself from the pack, it brings more awareness and creates more draw towards what you have to offer. And if you have a mission that is driving you to serve people, then it only makes sense for you to stand out in a way that brings their attention. That's why you see so many people doing things for attention, okay? But I know a lot of people talk about this word, but authenticity. When it comes from a place of authenticity, like I'm not doing it to come off a certain way. I'm not doing it to portray a, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is who I am. And to a certain extent, like, I really don't care how it's perceived. When you get into that and you know that all of your actions are guided by a particular mission, you can't lose. And in times when it's going to happen, when you're wrong or that you're, you find out that the way that you've committed to isn't the best way, be humble enough to accept that and accept the changes that need to happen. This is why we seek counsel. But this is why people like you and I, people that are like, yo, I'm here to change the fucking world. I'm here to do something massive. That's why we end up driving ourselves crazy, because we have that in our like deep in our chest of like, we are here for a reason. We are destined to change the world. And look, when I say change the world, you could just affect 10 or 15 people in your vicinity. And I'm going to tell you straight up, like, it is so challenging to know that you have this passion and drive and know that you want bigger things for yourself and for the people around you, and then to be stuck in a sense that, like, man, like, I am completely on my own in this. This is when people like us have to really take a step back and really be okay with that. Be okay with having created that separation such to the point that you're on an island. I'm not saying this is the point of the plight. What I'm saying is, when you get there, understand that that's not the end. And you remain evangelical about your mission. You continue to represent yourself the way that it's going to transcend through. Like, you're going to get past that feeling, that circumstance. And the next thing you know, you're touching hundreds of thousands of lives. I'm telling you this while I'm in front of this microphone doing exactly what I just explained. As in the fitness industry, I could easily be repeating what everybody else is saying, taking that viral video and reworking it and having just a borrowed existence, a plain Jane vanilla presentation, and you could get by. But eventually, it's not going to work and you're going to be shifting. I can't do that. So the way that I'm delivering my message to you, yeah, it might be a little unorthodox. It might not sound like something that you've heard before. It might even, you know what I'm saying, like, pique your interest in a way that's like, yo, this is insane. But when you dive in and you get a sense of like this man really is trying to make some changes in the world, that's why I cling on to this. That's why I'm doing this podcast. That's why I continue to give content, because I know that I have the ability, and I'm continuing to work at it. I have the ability to change lives, and you have the ability to change lives, and you have a talent, and you have a desire, and you have a passion, and you have something that you want to see accomplished in this world. You have to go after it. And if that means that you have to create separation from people who are not moving at the same pace, if you have to create separation from people that don't believe in what you're talking about, be okay with that. Be okay with being on that island. You know what I'm saying? Because like I told y'all, man, let me paint y'all a picture of what it's like to be on that island. If you're on that island, continuously working to build and build and build, eventually that island becomes a resort, and people want to be a part of that resort. So the harder you work, the more the effort that you put in, the more that you create in the name of your mission, your vision, the more attractive you become, and the more people are drawn to you that you're able to help. And you're able to sustain this and maintain this because it is your passion and drive. Man, I just believe that we don't have to conform. We don't have to be what everyone says that we have to be. I live in America where, especially in the 90s when I was coming up, like, expression is still a thing that we're like completely embodying as a society. Expression of self. Okay. What makes you different? And then we start to get into this idea that if we're all trying to be different, aren't we the same? Yo, I'll let y'all answer that question. But, you know, like I said, taking this into the fitness space, taking it into your athletic endeavors, you should want to separate yourself from the pack. And in doing that, it's about your effort. It is about the amount of work that you put in that manifests itself in production on the field as an athlete. And again, these are translatable concepts, but specifically for athletics, right? Like separating yourself from the pack in that sense will only get you higher and higher. It's only going to build more and more stock for you. Now, again, these concepts can go across the board. Think about y'all that's building a brand. If you are building your brand in a way that is a copycat, in a way that is borrowing from him and taking from them, or taking someone's cookie cutter strategy and trying to apply it to you without getting an essence of who you are, who you are here to serve, how you would be best represented, and how that differentiates you from everybody else, they're doing a disservice to your brand. That's why separating yourself from the pack is such a necessity in building your brand. So, like, I say this because, you know, we have different ways of thinking in coaching, in business, in areas of life where you want to construct your message. You want to construct your image in a way that is pleasing, in a way that is inviting. And I beg to differ. I think that it's not a matter of being purposely open and being purposely pandering. And it's not about being purposely offensive. It's about being so in tune with your code, your message, so in tune with your vision that it is ironclad and nothing anyone says can influence it. In fact, it is so direct, it is so raw, it is so strong and powerful that it actually influences the people around you. And like I said, there's going to be a moment where it feels like nobody's listening. And then the page is going to turn and you're going to see that they've been listening the whole time. It just took a minute to sink in. It just took a minute for people to realize that what they were looking at is not common. What they were looking at is extraordinary. When they were looking at you in your essence, you delivering your message with passion, with no regard to how you are perceived, but dumping energy into the message, they can only be drawn to that. Some might be deterred by your delivery, but good. Because at some point, they're going to be exposed to that true version of you. So wouldn't you rather have it at the beginning so that you don't have to tuck and hide who you are? You know, we are always going to be striving to become better. Better humans, better at our craft. But there's still going to be that human element right there that's always going to show up. Even if you're the type of person that's like, yo, I'm working on my anger. And you get mad. You're allowed to get mad. And how you handle that will show the growth or lack thereof. So at the end of the day, I'm saying be your damn self, man, because that's how you separate yourself from the pack, by being yourself and by plunging into your mission, like really taking every waking moment that you can and dedicating that to sharpening your sword. That's really it. Because when you're doing that, I'm telling you, when you're working on becoming your best, the best version of yourself, your innate reactions to everything are going to be in alignment with that. So you continue to program yourself with discipline. You continue to program yourself to be honest, to be forthright. You continue to discipline yourself with the behavior of contribution and you continue to just make that a conscious effort, it then seeps into your subconscious and you can operate from a place where your brain is free to explore ideas. Your mouth is free to speak what the heart holds, because the heart is holding on to everything that you've programmed yourself with. I know I'm going a little bit further out there, but bringing it right back to earth, that is, in essence, how you separate yourself from the pack. So that's what I really want y'all to take away from this whole episode, is that you don't belong in the crowd. If you want to be in the crowd, by all means, have fun. But somebody whose ears this is hitting has a desire for more, believes that they were put on this planet to do something phenomenal, to be remembered for their contribution in the very finite time that they were walking this planet. If that's you and you know it, this is me giving you permission to give yourself permission to just be who the fuck you are. Separate yourself from the pack. That's like the tagline of this episode. I know for a fact that somebody is going to hear this and they're going to turn up. I know for a fact that somebody's going to hear this and it's going to change how they walk into the day. It's going to change their interactions with people. It's going to change the energy they bring to their mission, the energy they bring to their business, the energy they bring to the gym, the energy they bring to life. And that is why I'm here. And you know what? I think that's what separates me from the pack, because I could have sat up here for the last 20 minutes and just talked about, you know, other methods of fat loss and ways to optimize your workouts. And I could have given you that. But I chose to come here in this block of time because I'll be honest, like I have like so much I want to share with you guys, and I have to space it out episode by episode. But y'all who connected with this message, I love y'all, man. I love y'all because we're all in this same like race, but it's not against each other. The only race that we really have is just the race against time. The fact that time continues to tick no matter what you do. You can have a huge plan and take step by step by step, time is going to elapse. You can have a plan that is forcing you to step up and do something bigger, and time is still going to move. So it's on you to take action every single day, to do something every single day that is going to get you, even if it's just a tiptoe closer to that vision, that just even if it's just a centimeter closer to what you want to see happen in the world. I'm telling you, like, we all have this thought of ourselves, and some of us give ourselves a lot of esteem. Some of us through programming don't look at ourselves as the phenomenal beings that we are. And wherever you are in that spectrum, I wish that nothing but elevation and abundance comes your way. This is what we're in it for, y'all. We're really in this to separate ourselves from the pack, to stand out, to make a difference in this world, however significant that difference may be, whether it's on a grand scale, touching millions of lives, or whether it's helping the community and the people within arm's reach. Whatever your mission is, I pray, I hope, and I wish that it comes to life. Get after it, y'all. Keep your eyes on the vision and your mind on your grind. Let's go. You are witnessing a professional dope lyrical exhibition, laced up like tennis shoes with a face up. These fools can't keep the pace up. Oh shit, I'm tripping. I give it to them with the rhythm of a military helicopter propeller whenever my tongue gets to flipping. They be hating that shit. I'll be making that linguistic acrobatic snap at Mangos tracks, and I won't quit until my driveway got more whips than Django's back. I'm sipping that light until my brain go black. I just cop these. Y'all better not get no stuff.
stains on it. I show off when I got it, cause I worked hard to get this far. I went from restitution to profit, so the rest that you can hide.